a different idea. Some things that I found to be chavis. Okay, we have dalakaisas. What are the dalakaisas correspond to? There's a word called a tzaddik. A tzaddik. What is a tzaddik? A righteous person. Righteous person. It's a very beautiful idea from that same run of Yaakov. What is tzaddik roshei tevas? Sofoin, doroim, yom, kedem. What are those first words? What do those four words refer to? All four sides of the world. The dalid ruchais hashamayim. Right? Tzaddik. Tzaddi is sofoin, the north. The dalid is doroim, the south. Yud, Yom is the west, and Kuf is Kedem. Why is a tzaddik called a tzaddik? So the Darshanim say, it's because a person who's a tzaddik is a tzaddik in every matzav in life. Sometimes you have people that are very good, very kind when things are good. When life is good, when everything in life is going according to plan, then they're very good people. But when things get no good, when the waters get rough, when life gets difficult, then all of a sudden they become bitter and it's not the same. Things do not work out. They change their tune. Then you have people who are, you know, they're very good and very bad matzavim. They know how to deal with tragedy. But when things are good, they just slack off. They're able to, you know, to come in, they come in, they're all different types of people. A person you can truly call a tzaddik is a person who's consistent in every type of matzav in life. That's a tzaddik. The four ruchos hashamayim in Chazal allude to all the various matzavim. Now let's explain. What is tzav? What is, let's start with Mizrach. Mizrach and Ma'ariv represent sunrise and sunset. Mizrach is morning, when the sun rises. That represents, Mizrach represents the time of the day when the sun is shining. What does it mean when the sun is shining? It means when everything is gvaldik. The sun is shining, it's light outside, everything is going your way. West, Ma'ariv, represents the time of the day when it's dark, when it's choshech, there's darkness in the world. Things are not, you don't understand why things are happening. That's a bad time in life. That represents hard times. Sofoin represents what's hidden. And it's not the same as bad. Life can be very, very good. Everything can be very, very good, but you can go into your room, go in behind closed doors, no one is watching, no one is seeing what you're doing, and you do an Avera. Okay? That is called Kerbaisai. Please, it's very disturbing. That is called Tzofen. Tzofen is a tekufa when a person has to have emunah that there are things that are hidden from his eyes. The Ribbono Shel Olam is watching a person wherever he is, even in a situation, even when he is in hiding. He's off the grid. No one sees what he does in such a matzav. Even there, he's a Yorei Shemayim. Doroim is Begolui. God Darim, in the world, in ancient times, the southern side of the world was the civilized world. That represents exposure, where things are out in the open. There are situations in life where you're out in the open, irrelevant to whether it's going to be the good times of life, the bad times of life, it's just Begolui. Then there are things that are hidden, that's Tzofen. Then there are times when we have an unusual, extra special dosage of the limelight, Mizrach. And then there are times in life when it's dark. It's unusually dark. It's Hester Panim. In each one of these matzavim, a person has to recognize there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and Hashem is watching, there's Hashgacha Pratis, and he's held accountable for everything that he does. A person that can stand up to the plate in all of these matzavim, whether it's Goloi, on a regular day, no ordinary day, you're out in the open and you behave yourself like a God-fearing Jew, good. You go home, you go close doors, no one is watching, go on the computer, no one sees, no one knows nothing. How do you behave? What do you do when no one's watching? Do you make a bracha? Do you do this, do that? No one's going to see. You're tzaddik there also. And then there are times in life when the sun is shining on you, you're on the headlines of the newspaper, you're the greatest person in this, and you give tzedakah, And then there are difficult times in life of where you really get down and you really begin to question what's going on over here. Why am I suffering so much? This is a tzaddik, is tzofein doraim yom kedem. Yom is west, kedem is east. These are the four cups of wine. The first cup of wine is asher bochar banu mikol ho'amim. This represents gilui. This represents the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Mizrach. That's the first lead, that's Mizrach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shines upon us. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he took us out of Mitzrayim, he selected us from all of the nations to be the Am HaNifchar. The first cup of wine corresponds to the Mizrach, the Tekufa in life when things are going infinitely better than we can ever imagine, we can never expect. That is Mizrach. The second cup of wine. When do we drink the second cup of wine? We drink it after we do after we read about it's the story of Mitzrayim. We read about the Makos. We read about the heart Avodim Hayinu. We read about the Makos and Lavan and what they try. He shamed lava seinu v'shloicha b'vad amarlin l'chalas and b'shemachol dar v'dar amarlin l'chalas seinu. This is Myrov. I know we begin to write, we say the bracha, Hashem redeemed us, but the whole Haggad, to a very large degree, reminds us of all of the difficult times. The third cup of wine is very easy, is Tzafayin. What is Tzafayin? Tzafayin is the north. And the last cup of wine, which is Yemos HaMashiach, that is something which will be revealed to all. That is Doraim. Doraim, the coming of Mashiach, is a time when the entire world will achieve a state of perfection and it will be revealed to the entire world. The Hashem's Shekhinah will be revealed to the entire world. It's not going to be, it's not like a Mizrach. Mizrach is where it's only shining on us. We are selected as being extra special. In the times of Mashiach, the whole world will be, the Shekhinah will be revealed to the entire world. So the four cups of wine allude to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the person that, because everyone has the question, by the other Dalai Banim, there's one child that's missing. Who's the child that's missing the Dalai Banim? The tzaddik. You have the Chacham, the Rosh, the Tam, and the She'eni Yodei Lishol. What about the tzaddik? How come he doesn't come to the Seder? So the answer is, no, the tzaddik doesn't have any questions. Yeah?
Can you just go over the third verse again?
Tzafayin. What is Tzafayin? Tzafayin, Tzafayin, we eat the matzah, what is hidden away for the tzaddikim l'asalava. Tzafayin, when do we eat the third cup, drink the third cup of wine? After we, on Birchas HaMazon.
Yeah.
Birchas HaMazon is set upon what? Is said after we finish eating the Afikoyman. Afikoyman is called Tzafayin. Why is it called Tzafayin? It alludes to the reward of what's hidden away for the Tzadikim La'asalava. Tzadikim Yoishvim, the Atrasem B'Rosheim, the Nenem is of Ashkina, and then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kim Elchalam B'Priya Gofen. So there is a reward that is hidden away in Olam Ha'emes, Olam Haba, not in this world. That's called Tzafayin. And then, Doraim, then we come to this world. This world is not hidden away. It's right here now. And in this world, Mashiach will come. When Mashiach will come, every living creature in the world will be makir. V'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol aretz, bayamahu yi Hashem echad u'shmo echad. I think it fits very beautiful verse. This is from the Ron Eliyakov, from this Satma Chassid, Rav Yaakov Weiss, from Muncie. Rav Yaakov Weiss from Muncie, who has Askuma from Aaron Talbaum, from his father, who's Nifter of Moshe Talbaum. And from the Satmar Dayan, a real heavy duty Sabbath. It's a shame that he's not here with us. He doesn't hear the Satmar. Axelrod, they have such nachas. He's saying Satmar Torah. Doesn't appear that he's a real Satmar. Real Satmar wouldn't say the Satmar Torah. This is not Satmar Satmar Torah. They don't say such drush. It's a different type of drush. This is not the real type of Satmar drush. But it's a beautiful vart. Tzaddik is Tzafayin Doraim Yom Kedem. There are, a tzaddik is someone who is good in life in all of the matzavim. In times when he has the limelight, in times when it's difficult, when it's a regular tkufa, when it's in hiding, he's makir, that there are things that when he's in hiding or he's makir, there's an olam habat, and really an expression of yirah shamayim. There are things that are hidden. In Shemayim, they know what's going on. And then there's an element of Dara, which in Chazal means the Olam HaNigla. The world, the civilized world in the time of Chazal was on the southern side. When the Babylonians came, what does it say? Mitzofoin tiposach horo'ah. They're going to come from the north. And then the Farshim said they come out of nowhere. They're going to come out of nowhere. Tzofoin means because they didn't come from the north.
The sun does not.
They didn't really come.
Exposure, and it's at its highest point in the south.
In the south, exactly. In the south, the sun goes the east down to south. It makes a turn down south. The Olam, the civilized world, is the south. The North Pole is Tzofoin, hidden what's going on over there. And that's why when bubble come, it says, Mitzofoin tiposach ha-ra'ah. Everyone asks the question, what? Mitzofoin? Look on a map. Bavel is not in the north. Bavel is in the south. So what in the world is the Pasuk talking about? How could the Pasuk say that the Bavel is going to come to Eretz Yisrael from the north? They're in the south. What? Southeast, of course, east. That's a given, it's east. It's not north, it's southeast from Eretz Yisrael. Look on the map. Yeah? Oh. It's northeast, Bavel? It's northeast of Eretz Yisrael.
Okay,
so it doesn't take away from the Vart. I'm sorry, it doesn't take away from the Vart. It still it means the road that they came upon. They went up. They went up to come down. They went on a road. That's the pshat. But the Mepharshim say Tzofoin in the time like he's saying very good with the sun. The sun goes to the south. The sun rises in the east and on an angle towards the south. That shows the civilized world is in the south. The north is the hidden part of the world. It represents hidden things in this world. You must have emun olam haba, schar v'oinesh. Hashem is watching even in places where you're off the grid. And Dharam is in the olam hagoli. The four cups, very well, they fit into these four matzavim. The four cups are given to the tzaddik to drink, and it fits very nice. And in the middle of the Haggadah, we also make mention of the chacham, the tam, the rosh, sheni, the elishah. Okay, next part. Next part is new to me. He does. The way I'm saying is not exactly the way he says it in the Sefer Ron Eliyakov. It's new to me. Someone told me it's not a new vart; it's an old vart, and I was blown to smithereens away by this vart. I was like, wow! What a vart! I couldn't get over this. And I told this vart, I was so excited about this vart to prove to you how much I like. I told like the five people on Shabbos, and each one of them had a different reaction. One person, his eyes popped out. Another person, he didn't react. Another person was like in the middle somewhere. Other two, they were in the middle somewhere. They maybe I didn't sit over the right way. You have to be in the right frame of mind to hear a vart. Here's the vart. Kineged arboha banim dibritayra. Kineged arboha banim dibritayra. What does that mean? What's the arboha banim all about? We learned today when we discussed the kittel that when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, not everyone made it. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Only 1/5 exited Egypt. 4/5 of the Jewish people died in Mitzrayim. Now, what does that mean? That means they had families. That means the father, the mother, and all the children died. No, that's not pshat. It must be that the father died. But that means the Yisraelim. Do you realize how many Yisraelim there were at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Let's assume, we don't have to assume, what did the children do? Maybe you'll say the adults were not roy to leave Mitzrayim. But the children, they didn't do any averis. So who died? Mistama means that the fathers, the parents died. 4/5 the parents died. So that means for every one child you have, there are 4 Yisraelim in Klal Yisrael. Here's a shechidish. For every, let's say a person has 5 children, so that means there are, for your 5 children, there are 20 Yisraelim. Because if you have 5 children, someone else also has 5 children. Someone also has 5 children. Right? If you have one, let's say for argument's sake, you have everyone in Klal Yisrael, you always do, how many children do Americans have? 2.3 children. Or 1.8 children. They give you these funny numbers of how many children people have. Average number of children. Let's assume very simply, every family in Klal Yisrael had 1 child. Okay? Making up, which is not, they had more. They had 1 child. That means for every 1 child I have, There are four Yisraelim. Because since four-fifths of the population died, doesn't mean the whole families were wiped out. That's not fair. It's not fair to say the little baby, with all the children were wiped out. That's not nice. What did the baby do? What did the child do? It means the parents died. Why did the parents die? No one knows. That's Hashem's cheshbon. So that means for every one child that I had, walking in the streets, were four Yisraelim. If I have two children, so that means my neighbor also had two children. The averages. So for every two children that I have so he has, there are eight Yisraelim. So basically the bare number that we're going to match up is for every one child that I have, there are four Yisraelim. And if their father died, obviously there's a problem in that family. That's not our cheshbon to make, it's Hashem's cheshbon. That means every member in Klal Yisrael had to take into his home, for every child that he had, for every one of your children, you had to take into your home four children. And these children came from broken homes. How do you know they came from broken homes? Because the father, their parents died. Why did their parents die? Listen, it's not nice to say. No one knows. But Hashem said, says the Chazal, they were shy. I don't want to use those words. Today you get killed to say, okay? Today they'll shoot you, they'll kill you in a second. The reason why they died, because they were shy. But Chazal say something like, what? Chazal say something, I don't know, it seems the Chazal
it was
say.
It was their time to die.
Okay, you want to, okay, but Chazal seemed to say, Chazal actually say, okay, today you could never say such a thing, you'd be killed to say something like that, but Chazal say they don't want to leave. Chazal say, actually they say words, they give you the reason why they died. Wow, right? Today you tell someone the reason why the Holocaust happened, one thing you can be sure, you're finished. You're finished. Right? So, but Chazal seemed to give a reason why these people died. So there were problems. So they came from homes where the chinuch was not ideal. For every one child you had, there are four kids in the street that you have to take into your home. And now you're sitting at the Seder. And the Torah says, you know why I took you out of Mitzrayim? Kineged the Arboho Bonim Dibur Torah. Your child is not asking questions. They're not interested. They're more interested in the Afikoman present. You ever go to someone's house for Shabbos, their children, they're not to be found. They're playing games. They come for Kiddush, they eat for 5 minutes, then they're out, they're out somewhere. And who's sitting around the table? The guests! And the children are upstairs running around playing games. You buy the Seder. I'm not asking Manishtan. We in Cheder, we with this already a billion times. I know the answers better than you, Father. Father, I'm going to ask you the questions. Better you ask me the questions. I'll tell you the answers. It's like parents today are asking their children, how do I install a filter on my computer? It's not that the children are installing. The parents are asking the children, how do I install? I need a filter. How do you install a filter? You know, because you know how to put it on and put it off. So you know everything. So I need protection. So maybe you can tell me how I can protect you. I don't know, I have no control over you. But I need someone to protect me. So kineged arba banim, this is what it's all about, Klal Yisrael. And the children that you're taking into the house, these are problematic children. There's a chacham. Chacham is a wise guy. A chacham is not a tzaddik. Almost all of the farshim say that. Chacham is not a tzaddik. It is a tzaddik, would say a tzaddik. A chacham is a wise guy. It's a wise guy. He'll show you up. He's smarter than you and he'll show you up. The Rasha is outright belligerent. The Tam is the Tam, new Tam. And the Sheni the Lishol, you know, he has also his problems. Everyone has a special therapist. Kineged arba banim dibur Torah. You want to go out of Mitzrayim? You know what Klal Yisrael is all about? Responsibility. It's responsibility for someone else. And the ultimate responsibility is to make sure that someone else's child, no child may be left behind. Okay, this policy that they're first using these words today in society, no child left behind, it's the Haggadah. You know why it's the Haggadah? Because they are above bottom, are not your children. They're not your children. They're someone else's children. Who are they? V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael v'yaretz Mitzrayim. You hear the vart? This blew my mind, this vart. Totally blew. This is the Torah. K'neged arba banim. responsibility for someone else, for their children. Don't let anyone out. No child left behind. We're not talking about your children. Your children, whatever they are, what they are. You raise your children, we know. You have your own reasons for raising your children. You need them for yourself. You need them to take care of you in your old age. Your children we're not worried about. But what about someone else's children? That's what Torah is all about. Dibra Torah. Responsibility. Powerful, good? Good vart. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.